Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Φίλες και φίλοι του ελληνικού προγράμματος, dear friends of the Greek language program of SBS, we're going to talk about a book and we're going to talk about food today. Together with us, we have a Greek-Australian woman, a Greek-Australian author, Olympia Panagiotopoulou, or Olympia Panagiotopoulos. Dear Olympia, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us at SBS Greek.
Thank you, Panos. It's such a pleasure to be talking with you.
We are going to talk about your book, Beneath the Fig Leaves. In Greek, could be translated "Kato apo ta phila tis ikias." It sounds very poetic. So it's a memoir, as you say. Okay, yeah. But
yes,
I want to start with the basic stuff: Greek food. What do you think is so special about Greek food?
I have to say, Greek food is honest food, unpretentious, and very delicious, as everyone knows. Greek cooking really highlights the ingredients. A lot of the recipes are vegetable based. I love the delicious flavors created around the simple ingredients that are so readily available, such as vlita or lentil soup, fages. To go a little bit further, I think that you can taste the love and pride in Greek food. The people have enormous respect for their produce. Nothing is wasted. You can see it in their homes. They're grateful for what they have. I think this is from remembering a time when food was scarce in Greece. For example, my mother needed to be resourceful. She would have to make something tasty with not much at all. Like, I remember her talking about semolina and petimezi, or the trachana, which is made, you know, such a little humble meal, but so warming and restorative from flour and yogurt. And I kind of think that all these things, the respect, the love, the gratitude, it's kind of part of the love that gives the food its heart and soul. And I think this is why Greek food's so popular in Australia. One of the great things that Greek migrants brought to this country, their cuisine and their culinary skills, and also, you know, they encouraged a love of growing and tending their own their vegetable gardens, because in Greece, as you know, that was your food supply. In the village, they lived off the land. So,
yeah.
And the food and the garden are key themes throughout the book. I write about them all the time.
The next question is, it has to do with that. But I know that you spend a lot of time cooking. I know that you spend a lot of time gardening. Your mom was the same. How important was for your mom to put Greek food on the table every day? It was something important, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Panos. The food my mum prepared and was what she knew and loved. The recipes were connected to her life. It's part of their identity, like the village in Greece, to her parents and ancestors. And I feel that in a way the food that we prepare, whether we are aware of it or not, holds a place within us, a connection to the people we have known and loved. And really putting Greek food on the table every day is a way of experiencing the life they left behind, keeping up the traditions, remembering where they've come from. It's part of their identity. And when you leave a place you love, you try to hold on to it, do all that you can to preserve its memory. Much like me, writing Beneath the Fig Leaves, I'm trying to hold on to life with my parents, my family, a keepsake. So I think it makes sense that you will try to recreate that love In that new place, through food, through the garden. I kind of feel that, you know, you can change your country, you know, leave one country for another, but you can't change the fabric of who you are. You might adapt, you might establish a new life, you might learn new things, meet new people, but all these new things will always hold some part of the spirit of the old and the past. So the Greek food is what she knew and loved, and the same for us all.
You mentioned respect, gratitude, love, pride of the Greek food. Yeah. Let's talk about sharing, because you are sharing some of your mom's recipes. Also, sharing food is very common in our culture, in the Mediterranean culture. It was important for your mom as well, no?
Oh, absolutely. Sharing food brings us together. It unites us. And as many Greek migrants know, that in Greece, they shared whatever they had. Our mum told me about, you know, even a few pieces of bread when times were hard. And I learned many things from my parents. I think the greatest thing was that you looked after each other. You remembered the world around you. When my family arrived in Australia, like so many others, they had very little. They met people who were kind to them and helped them to establish themselves. My parents were kind and generous people, and my father always said, "Those who can help must. Do whatever you can do." My mother cooked for strangers all the time. My father would bring people home. Like, he'd meet someone on the bus, on the tram, at the shops, and the next thing, you know, he'd be walking through the door with people that we never knew, and our home was always filled with people. And I grew up knowing or believing or feeling that people mattered above all else, that they always came first. I use my parents as an example that even a small kindness can change someone's life. And so I think, Banos, when you've known such hardships as these wonderful people, you've left your homeland in search of a better life, leaving behind the people you love, you know the importance of helping one another and sharing the most humblest of meals, whatever. It's just beautiful, and your very existence can often be dependent on what you share with each other. So sharing is love. So that's the best way of saying it.
Yanoula και Fotios, tell us a few things about their migration journey.
It was in 1955 that they learned that they were coming to Australia. They had to, of course, have health checks. So they left Chrysochori for Kalamata. Once all the applications and health checks and that were approved, I think it was August 6th that they learned that Australia had approved for them to make the journey. They were accepting them. They left Greece, and it was a month's voyage on the ship, the Tasmania. They arrived in Station Pier on the 23rd of September. Things weren't easy, as many people know. Six people in one room, one single bed. My parents didn't really know anybody when they arrived at Station Pier. They did know some people they'd made the journey with on the ship. Well, they didn't have a support or anybody waiting for them to help them out with language or a place to live. They were courageous people, they were resilient, and they came here because of the love for their family and for life. And so, like so many, they did what had to be done, and within a few years they managed to save enough to buy their first home in North Melbourne. They were tough times.
You were born here.
I arrived a few years later.
And you did your studies in Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm a Melbourne girl. Born in Carlton.
I found a nice phrase in your book. It says, "In Greece, the garden was our life. In Australia, too."
They brought their love of gardening with them. And when they bought their house in North Melbourne, the back of the yard was filled with tiles, with bricks on the ground. She'd thought, well, where am I going to have the garden? And Mum just ripped up the bricks and planted whatever seeds she had straight into the soil. And I kind of think that the garden is very symbolic. They were planting seeds for their life in Australia, and the garden also is very symbolic because it's one of continuance. It kind of says, you know, here I am, I'm giving to the earth. It's new beginnings. So Mum spent all her days in the garden, Banos. You never got her inside. You know, she'd sit outside, Banos, and it'd start to rain or it'd be really hot. And I'd say, Mum, Ella Mesa, come inside. And you know what? She always said, Detalloso, Detalloso. And I remember in wintertime here, it would be freezing cold. And, you know, my mum was made of strong stuff, and she'd say, oh, you know, in Greece, in the village, we'd be outside no matter what the weather, you know, it'd be raining and freezing cold, and she'd be walking barefooted, you know, across the streams and the rivers, and she'd have, you know, one child strapped to her front and one child strapped to the back, and she'd be working in the fields.
The cover of the book, Καφεδάκι Ελληνικό, and also flowers. Margaritas.
The cover is very symbolic. You see the gorgeous fig leaves, the gold
on the top
leaves. Chrysochori is translated like fields of gold. Chryso, you know, Chrysochori, where they're from. And yes, the beautiful coffee cup. But you know, the white flowers, what did you call them?
Margaritas.
Margaritas. Well, it's interesting because I didn't get it straight away, but in both my childhood homes, we had them growing along the fence line, and my father, he would always be out the front and he'd always pick them. I remember if I come home from school or even when I got older and I'd come to visit, my father was always out the front with the white daisies in his hand. The cover is like my mother and father and the journey, all there. The blue of the sea, Mum's favourite colour. Just perfect.
Very nice. Olympia Παναγιωτοπούλου, thank you very much. Ευχαριστώ πολύ για το χρόνο σου.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.